regular scheduled programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
Good things come to those who wait. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for this Iowa Class 3A state quarterfinal game between the Pella Dutch and your Bishop Healing Catholic High Crusaders. Good evening, everybody. I'm Zach James, high atop the press box here at the home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in Cedar Rapids, as we're starting a little bit later than what we wanted to. But we're still going to get going here with this Class 3A quarterfinal between the Dutch and the Crusaders. The Crusaders come in with a 32-10 record, and they are making their 20th appearance in this Iowa Baseball State Tournament. They're seeking their third championship, as they won championships in 2001 and 2005. Now, if you remember back from last week, two crazy, crazy games that the Crusaders had to win against Lamar's and Sergeant Bluff Luton to even get here to the state tournament. So it's no secret here that the Crusaders have well earned their trip here to state. And hopefully it's a little less dramatic tonight against the Dutch. There was a rain delay. There was a microburst, if you will, of rain that just hovered over the stadium in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and sat there for about a half hour. And it just sat there and sat there and sat there. And about an inch of rain fell, according to Cedar Rapids Gazette reporter Jeff Johnson. And that delayed the game before us between center point Urbana and Marion, which Marion won 12-2 in five innings. And now here we are getting ready to go. First pitch will be at 8:10 this evening. So if you're watching along and streaming along with us, we appreciate you as well. And but if you're just listening along, we appreciate your support as well. We'd also like to thank the Sioux City Musketeers, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC, and Verity Group CPA, LLC, for your support of Healing Athletics. And a special shout-out to Schramm Electric and McClintock Insurance for your support of the state tournament coverage here on 88.1 FM. We had a chance to talk to head coach Andy Osborne earlier last week before the guys left for the City of Five Seasons, and we'll talk to him right after this timeout. We'll step aside for this two-minute break. Abby DeMars is in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios back in downtown Sioux City, pushing the ones and twos this evening. We appreciate her patience as well, as things got messed around here tonight. No thanks to Mother Nature. Two-minute timeout right after this. You're listening to the 2024 Iowa Class 3A State Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Healin High School athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Healin Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety, a place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in rural Nebraska founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. My name is Father Mark Barron. I invite you to come to our 11 a.m. Sunday morning mass to visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Back here on the pregame show here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, as the Crusaders are getting ready to face Pella in a Class 3A state quarterfinal game here in Cedar Rapids. We're joined now by Crusaders coach Andy Osborne. And coach, we're only minutes away from first pitch. I'm sure these guys have been excited all weekend to get going and take the field.
Oh yeah, this is what we do all the work for. You know, the start in early February to all the stuff preseason. It's to get to this point into this game. So the boys are ready.
How deserving are these boys of this opportunity? And I know I talked to a lot about this with the after the game on Wednesday night, but just for them to get this opportunity to play, they've been working at this for basically since 2019, since the last time Crusaders were last on a state tournament stage.
Well, I think they earned it, right? I mean, you think about the last two playoff games. Your back's against the wall. You're playing for your life. They went out and did it. They went out and won those games, and that's not an easy thing when your career's on the line. To come through in those moments. So I'm excited for them. I hope we can play loose and enjoy it. That was one thing I told them on Wednesday was, you know, take a minute and look around and enjoy the moment, because not everybody gets to play in these situations. There isn't. You know, there's a lot of kids that go through their lives and don't get to compete for championships and even sniff a state tournament. So for these kids to finally get here, I look forward to watching them play.
How much do you want them to soak in the moment before today's game, just for them to kind of get into the ballpark, take a minute, look around, and realize that they did cross off another bullet point on the checklist?
Oh, yeah. It's so hard to get to the state tournament. I think that gets lost on a lot of people, that just getting to the state tournament is incredibly difficult. You know, I think at Helan, we might be a little bit numb to it because there's so many state tournament trips and so many sports and championships and the history and everything that goes into it being Helan. Having grown up in a community that didn't have that tradition and didn't have... You know, we went to the state tournament my sophomore year in basketball. It was the first time they'd ever been, and it was the whole town shut down. Right here, if you don't get to the state tournament, it's a disappointing season, right? But that's why I want to coach at Helan. That's why people come to Helan, is because they want to compete for championships and they want those expectations. And but along the way, they need to take a minute and just enjoy their accomplishments, because it is really, really hard to get to state. This group, especially the seniors, they figured it out in the fall with the football team, right? I mean, the turnaround that program made in a year's time, I think it showed Jaron Bleeker and Brady Baker and George Spanos, all those kids that were a part of that program, it showed them what's possible. If you just do a couple things a little bit differently, you can get to the state title game, you know, and legitimately play for a state championship. And basketball had that a year ago. You know, Sean Schaefer was starting on that team that got to the state semis. These kids know. They know what it takes, and they've been around championship level sports. I'm really thrilled for them to push through and get this program back there.
How thrilled are you that Bleeker gets to throw on a state tournament stage tonight?
I'm happy for his parents. I'm happy for him. On a week ago, Monday night, when we put him in the game, knowing, okay, this isn't exactly what we drew up, having him pitch and get past his pitch limit, and know he's not going to be able to pitch on Wednesday, thinking that potentially that could be the end of our season and not getting to see him pitch one more time would have been disappointing. So it's gratifying to know that he's going to get another opportunity on the biggest stage in the state of Iowa, and I expect him to be really, really good.
For the seniors to get that chance to be on the stage too, I'm sure you're thrilled for them as well.
Oh yeah, you know, Sean Schaefer, Brady Baker, those kids, they, you know, George, those are the four that have been starting since they were freshmen. They know how close we've been, right? I mean, as I said earlier, this is a team that's been capable of getting to the state tournament, I would say, for the last 4 years. There's been too many teams that I've coached here that I haven't felt like could play at that level. It's exciting for them to play on that level, and I'm excited to see what they can do, because I think this year, especially this group, when they've been on the big stage, they've really, really played good ball.
So what's the big key going into this week?
Well, I think this week is we have to manage the games, right? We can't let the games speed up on us. That's one thing about state tournament baseball is those games, the pitching's always so good. The games happen so fast, right? I remember that first trip we had. We get to the semifinals and we're playing Decorah, and the game felt like it was over in an hour and 15 minutes. And like, what happened? It happened so fast. So we got to manage that. We got to play clean baseball. You know, we've got to make all the plays. We got to throw strikes. And then, as you've seen the last two playoff games, we got to have some clutch hits. And these guys have shown that they're capable of it. So I like our chances.
I do, too. We'll have first pitch and prayer right after this timeout. Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight and have fun.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A State Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio.
I'm Dr. Tanner Ferguson, and I'm a surgeon here at Vance Thompson Vision. I grew up in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. I went to high school in Sioux City. After high school, I went to Morningside College. Here at Vance Thompson Vision, we are committed to delivering world-class eye care and surgical vision correction for patients, both vision-restoring and vision-enhancing procedures, and that's what makes this profession so rewarding.
For more information, call 531-625-3941 to see how the most advanced cataract procedures can create new vision for you.
Barclay Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barclay Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
The Crusaders have finished taking their infield, and the Dutch are currently taking their infield right now, and we're a few minutes removed from first pitch here between Pella and Bishop Heelan in this Class 3A State Tournament baseball game here from Cedar Rapids. Now, if you're listening intently to that pregame interview, I asked how cool it was for Jaron Bleeker. It was going to be for Jaron Bleeker to pitch in this game, and he is going to pitch in this game. He's going to be the starting pitcher for the Crusaders in this contest, and it's well-deserved as he comes in with a 1.33 ERA. Opponents haven't hit much against him in 63 in a third innings. He's done a whale of a job this year, and he's going to be able to take the ball at least one last time for the Crusaders, and hopefully on Friday in the state championship if the Crusaders are blessed enough to get to the state title game on 5 o'clock. Now, weather permitting, if the Crusaders win this one tonight, they will play at 5 o'clock on Wednesday night against the winner of Central DeWitt and Dubuque Wallard Catholic. That's the game that was supposed to be played after us tonight right around this time. But because of the rain delay earlier this afternoon, Wallard and Sabres, Eagles and Sabres, will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So the winner of this contest will not know their opponent until around lunchtime tomorrow, and then they'll have to turn around and play Wednesday evening at 5 right back here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, home of the High A Cedar Rapids Colonels affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. The Crusaders looked a little nervous in their infield, I'll admit, but you'll probably excuse them for that as this is a big stage that the Crusaders have played on. This is the first time in 5 years that the Crusaders have played in a state tournament game. And it's the first time in Cedar Rapids. This is the first year for Cedar Rapids to host a state baseball tournament. And so far, so good. Outside of a rain delay, I'm sure the Iowa High School Athletic Association didn't want to have a rain delay on the first day of the state tournament here in Class 3A and 4A. But they'll do what's best, and they're making do. And the field actually does look really good for the amount of rain we did get this afternoon. So a big round of applause for the Colonel's grounds crew as they got this field ready for the Wolves and the Storm and Pointers in the game before us, and for the Crusaders and the Dutch coming up here in this contest. Let's take a look at the Crusader lineup as turned in by Coach Andy Osborne, and it looks a little something like this. George Chabanos will lead off and play out in left field. Jaron Bleek will be the pitcher, as we alluded to. Caleb LeFevre will be the DH and be hitting third for Carter Beck, who will be the second baseman. Brady Baker will assume the number five position in the lineup and hit in center field. Sean Chafe will be the shortstop and be the first baseman. Ethan Erickson will be the first baseman. I think I said Schaefer was going to be the first baseman. I meant he's a shortstop. Ethan Erickson will be the first baseman and hit sixth. Braden Erickson will be doing the catching and hitting seventh. Carson Fitch finds himself in the lineup at the number eight spot and be playing in right field. And Hunter Waha rounds out the lineup to be that extra leadoff guy in the number nine spot. For the Dutch, here's how their lineup looks like. Turned in by Coach Jesse Jablonski. Samuel Corson will lead off and be the DH for Tanner Rowley, who will be in left field. Anderson Sherm will be the catcher and hit second. Isaiah Kettler, who's been the big hitter for Pella this season, he'll hit third and play in center. Nathan Carey will be the cleanup guy and play at the hot corner. Blake Kalman will be the right fielder and hit fifth. Tegan Hoekstra will be the pitcher and hitting the number six spot for Pella. Hitting seventh for the Dutch will be Lucas Jablonski. He'll be the first baseman. Nathan Vanderloon will be the second baseman and hit eighth. And Landon Bethards will be the shortstop for the Dutch in green and hit number nine and play at that shortstop position. So one more time for the Crusaders. It'll be Chabanos, Bleeker, LeFevre, Baker, Schaefer, Erickson, Fitch, and Wahab, and LeFevre's DHing for Beck, who will be playing at second base. The Dutch are, they had to beat Pella. I mean, the Dutch had to beat Grinnell to get to the state tournament. They're making their fifth appearance in program history in 97, 2015, 2016, 2022, and of course this year. And they've never won a baseball championship in program history. Now, if you're wondering, where is Pella? It's a little southeast of Des Moines, off Highway 163. If you're familiar with Tulip Time, the first weekend of May, they have a big festival for their tulips and their baked pastries. Really nice city. I grew up about 25 minutes from Pella, so it's kind of cool to see Pella in here too. But of course, it is just as cool, if not better, to see the Crusaders here in the state tournament. So that's how both lineups look like for this Class 3A state quarterfinal game here in Cedar Rapids. We'd like to thank once again the Sioux City Musketeers, Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC, and Verity Group CPA LLC for your assistance and support in getting us on the air here on 88.1. And a special shout out to Stram Electric and McClintock Insurance for your special support here during the state tournament this week. Hopefully we have more than one broadcast. Hopefully it's not over at the end of the night, but we'll see what transpires here as the grounds crew is removing the home plate covering. There's a small little tarp between the mound and the plate. They're removing that. They'll do player introductions, and I don't know if we'll do an anthem or not. That's being the fourth game of the day. I doubt it, but if we do, I'll stick my mic out the window, and we'll be ready for the national anthem then. It says it's 80 degrees outside with fair skies. I'm looking out, and the sun's pretty much set, so the sun won't really be a factor. Maybe that twilight sky that gives you problems during fly balls, maybe that could give you a little bit of problem for the outfielders or the infielders if there's a pop fly tonight. But beautiful night after a lengthy rain delay between Marion and Center Point Urbana, but the rain is gone. The heat of the day is gone, and I don't think we'll see any problems with the weather from here on out for the rest of the evening. and we should be good to go. As Healing grad Andy Umphen with the Iowa High School Athletic Association is down on the field. He's overlooking the field. He's giving a thumbs up to the Pella dugout. He's giving a thumbs up to the Crusaders dugout, and we're almost ready to go here. A few minutes late between the Crusaders and the Dutch. We were told before the game an 8-10 first pitch, but both teams needed a couple extra minutes to get warmed up, and I think it was just due to giving them a couple extra minutes to warm up, given that they had to sit around most of the afternoon and wait as a scheduled first pitch was at 5 o'clock, and we're going to start pretty much 3.5 hours behind that deadline, and we'll be playing under the lights here at Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, which no problem with that at all. And I'm sure the Crusaders are eager and ready to go. They're chomping at the bit. I'm looking down at them in the first base dugout. The Crusaders were on the first base side. They're taking over the Crusaders, not the Crusaders, the Colonels' first base dugout tonight. And they'll be in their white home uniforms with the gold hats, blue brims on the hat, the white CH on the front, gold sleeves on the white vests with the pinstripes, blue numbering, blue CH on the front, and blue lettering on the front and back. Pella in their solid green hats, solid green uniforms with the white striping and gray road uniforms bottoms for the Dutch. So that's what we got here for this contest between the Dutch and the Crusaders. The Dutch are being introduced right now. And the cool thing about this state tournament, just like every state tournament, everyone gets introduced. Whether you're starting or not, you get introduced, and you get your name called out on the public address announcer. I believe it's Todd Brommelkamp doing the public address announcing tonight, a good friend of mine from Eastern Iowa. So good to hear his voice over the PA system. And having covered a few minor league games here at Cedar Rapids, including the 2016 All-Star Game in the Midwest League, where Eloy Jimenez hit a fly ball that I still don't think has landed yet in the ninth inning of that All-Star Game, and he was named MVP. He was still a Cubs prospect at the time, and then, of course, he ended up with the White Sox, and that's where his path takes him. So Pellet's non-starters have been introduced. Drew Ewell's been introduced right now, and they're just going down the roster for the Crusaders. They're going down from, pull up Ewan's roster here. They're going from Drew Ewell, Peyton Erickson, Connor Sitzman, Dylan Knapp, Avery Favors, Austin Larson, all of those guys. Not as many reserves for the Crusaders as the Dutch do. The Dutch have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 15 or 16 reserves on the bench. So a lot of available bodies in that Dutch dugout. But the Crusaders just don't have that, and they don't need to have that. They've had success with what they've had this year with, yeah, a smaller roster, but they've gotten to their 32-10 record for a reason. And you don't need a big roster. You just need, as long as they're small, collected, and bought in, and they're certainly bought in, that's all you need. It doesn't matter if it's 9 guys or 30 guys. As long as all your guys are bought in, you're in pretty, pretty good shape. The Dutch starting lineup, it's being introduced right now, the end of it anyway. And the Crusaders starting lineup will be introduced here in mere minutes. So we're not that far from first pitch. So let's do this, Abby DeMorris. Let's take a 3-minute timeout, and then we'll be back to get this thing finally started here from Cedar Rapids. You're listening to the Class 3A State Baseball Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric and McClintock Insurance.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Both coaches are out on the field doing their pregame meeting between with the umpires, and they do give us names of the umpires, but I won't say them. They were Des Moines Crew, but we're about ready to go here. The Crusaders are just congregated right in front of the first base coaches box in their white uniforms. They aren't in their vests. They're in their solid whites tonight. I thought they were wearing their vests tonight, but they're in their solid white tops with white sleeves, blue pinstripes. Blue numbers on the back, gold tops, and blue navy brim on the hat. And like I said, the Dutch in their all green uniforms except the trousers, as they're in their gray bottoms, white lettering on the back as well. Due up for the Dutch here, it'll be Carlson, Sherm, and Kettler, and they'll be facing off against Jaron Bleeker, who is jogging out onto the mound right now in front of his Crusaders, and everyone's about ready to go here in this contest. Raiden Erickson saying hello to the home plate umpire as he awaits Bleeker getting comfy on top of that mound. And Bleeker will come into tonight with a 7-3 record. He's got a 1.33 ERA. Opponents are hitting 117 against him. He struck out 85. He's walked 20. He's allowed 12 earned runs, and he'll probably be around the 1,000 pitch mark tonight. He's at 920, and I don't know if Coach Osborne will keep Bleeker under a pitch count, so they'll save him for Friday. Hopefully, Bleeker will be efficient enough to not need that all 110 pitches to get through this game. And hopefully, Bleeker will be successful tonight, and I have no doubt he will be. Pella as a team is hitting 274. They've got 250 hits. They only have 72 extra base hits. They do have 8 home runs, but it is going to take a hard hit ball to send one out of this ballpark. The dimensions here at Veterans Memorial Stadium here at Cedar Rapids, 315 down the left field line, 378 to left center, 407 just to left of dead center, 400 to dead center, 403 to the flagpole, 390 in front of the scoreboard, and 325 down that right field line. And exactly 3.5 hours after Samuel Carlson was scheduled to walk up to the plate, we're about ready to go here in this Class 3A state quarterfinal. Bleeker working from the windup. And the first pitch of the night is swung on and fouled off right to Coach Jablonski, who fields it cleanly and throws it right back to Bleeker for strike one. Carlson, a right-handed hitter, awaits from Bleeker, who works on the windup. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner. 0-2 the count. We'll see if Bleeker stays with the fastball here, the 0-2. He does, and it's a hard line drive down the left field line, and it goes above Wahab's head. Chabanos goes and gets it down the line. Carlson thought about going to second, but he'll settle for a single, and that's how this game gets started. Just a well-hit ball by Carlson. He just simply beat Bleeker on the pitch. Wahab had a chance to get it, but it was just out of reach of Wahab's glove. And the Dutcher on with a leadoff hit. Here's Sherm. Also hitting right-handed. Carlson with about an 8-foot lead over at first. Bleeker working from the stretch. And it's a bunt play right back to Bleeker. His only play is the first. He'll execute it for the out. And that's the first out of the evening. 1-3, if you're scoring with us at home. We appreciate your patience as we get this one going. 3.5 hours late, official first pitch, 8:30, 80 degrees. When it was raining, my car thermometer said it was got as cool as 68 here in the city of Five Seasons on the southwest side. One down here, top one. Both middle infielders checking in on Carlson as Bleeker throws a ball outside to Kettler, 1-0 the count. Kettler on the season hitting .515 with 35 driven in. Breaking ball just missed, and Raiden had to go get that pitch as it went off the tip of his glove, but Carlson stays at second. Kettler with 52 hits. 24 extra base hits. He's got 17 doubles, 4 triples, and 3 homers. The pitch. Low and outside, ball three. As does the Crusaders, Pella plays on a collegiate field. They play at Central College's field in Pella. At least they didn't when I was high school. The 3-0. Ball four, low and away. So not exactly what Bleeker was planning on in the first inning, allowing a hit and a walk among the first three guys. Now to bring up Carey. Carey on the season hitting .279. Carey has driven in 23. By the way, Kettler has only walked. That's its 23rd walk as Bleeker misses the strike zone high. 1-0 the count. Big scoreboard showing the ball strike count and how many outs. And this line score as Bleeker finally finds its strike zone with the fastball. Even the count on one ball and one strike. Just getting started here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. No score, just getting started. 2-1, 1-down for Pella. Bleeker getting set at the belt, looking back at Carlson. Now throws a breaking ball that just misses on the inside corner for ball two. See if Coach Osborne wants to call a fastball here with his pitch calm walkie-talkie. Or if he feels comfortable wanting his ace to throw an off-speed pitch here. Bleeker taking an extra second, and it's a grounder to Schaefer, and it goes right past Schaefer and Wahab. That'll allow Carlson to score. The runner to second, it's going to be tagged out as Wahab races to cover second. So carries out at second. Kettler advances to third. Carlson scores, and it's 1-0. Pella. So it was a soft ground ball, and Wahab shot in front of Schaefer to try and field it. He couldn't. Schaefer couldn't field it as the ball went under Schaefer's glove, and Chabanos had to run in to make the play. As the first pitch to Kalman is a ball high, 1-0. 1-0 Pella here in the first. So for the first time in a few while, the Crusaders don't score. That's a pop-up. That's going to wind up foul. And a nice catch made off the ricochet by a Heelan Parrott. Flips it to a kid. You can keep foul balls here at the state tournament. You don't have to return them. Foul balls are fair game. And I have my window open in the radio booth. But it's going to take a hard hit ball to come up here. 0-1 the count here, 2 down. Fastball swung on off the knob of the bat, and it veers foul for strike two. 1-0 Pella. As they did, I believe, charge an error to Schaefer on that play. Sweeper goes a little bit outside. Good block by Raiden to make sure that ball didn't get away too far for Kettler to score. And the pitch. Outside. The count quickly goes to 3-2. Not the ideal inning Heelan had in mind to get started here in its first state tournament appearance in 5 years. The 3-2. Breaking ball in there, called for strike three on the inside corner. And the side is retired, and Blaker does get a strikeout in that inning, but not without the Dutch getting on the board first via the error. They got one hit, and they did force an error on the Crusaders, and will head to the home half with the Crusaders down 1-0. We thanked a few sponsors so far. We want to thank a few more, including Action Coach Cell Edge, Borgen Center, Barkley Asphalt, Busch Dry Cleaners, Catholic Charities, Christina Martinez, Chrissy Smith Funeral Homes, Sino West, and Dr. Ryan Meese, Culligan, and CyberClub.Tech LLC. We'd also like to give a special shout-out to Central Bank in Storm Lake and Sioux City, Fibercom, Folk Brothers, Keller Williams Real Estate and Agent Tammy Bertrand, Lightform, Mill Hill, Hammer Pitts, Prime Bank, Security National Bank, St. Augustine, Indian Mission, and Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance Agents, Tim Daigle and Spencer, Peter and Matt Sentions and Danbury, Rob Waterhouse in Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers in South Sioux and West Point. On the mound for the Dutch, it's Tegan Hoekstra. For the Dutch, he is, I believe, a lefty. Yes, he is. He is a lefty. And the southpaw, pulling up his pitching stats, the sophomore is 9-2 on the season, making his 13th start on the year. He's pitched 64 innings. He's got an ERA of 1.75. He's struck out 38 and walked 17. So a solid season for the Dutch sophomore. You think Bleeker was tall. Hoekstra is too, for that matter. He looks like he's listed 6'4". I don't know if they list height on a baseball program. I doubt they do. I'm looking at all the other teams, and they don't list their respective height, and the Dutch do not. But he is tall. That's something that the Crusaders really haven't seen, especially in conference play. So that could be an adjustment that the Crusaders have to deal with. And it'll be Chabanos leading things off for the Crusaders, and he sees a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Hoekstra working from the windup and throws a fastball down low and in to even the count, 1-1. Chabanos swings, and it's a high fly ball. Carrying to left a little bit, but making the catch is Kettler in left center for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Bleeker. He'll try and get a rally started to try and get that run back that the Dutch scored in the first. 1-0 Pella here, bottom one, one out. Starting a tad bit later than what the state and everybody else wanted to start. The first pitch from Hoekstra is a ball low and inside, 1-0. I mean, that rainstorm, it was an isolated storm that just hovered over this ballpark for a little under an hour. Bleeker thought about swinging, but held back for ball two. Bleeker on the season hitting .371. He's driven in 35. And he lines one down the third baseline, and it's called foul at the last second. So a nice loud strike for Bleeker, and he'll get to go back to the plate and try and get a hit. Pellin and Heelan have met in the playoffs before, but not in baseball, in the state tournament baseball anyway. There's a line drive back up the middle, and Bleeker does indeed get a hit to center for the first hit of the night for Heelan. Just a solid line drive back up the middle. Nothing that no one could do about it. Kettler fielded it on about four hops. And I know they have TrackMan here. I don't know if we have access to that, but it was a hard hit ball. And I believe it'll be Ewell being the courtesy runner for Bleeker tonight. And I'm sure you heard his name pronounced over the public address announcer. Here's LeFevre. And Hoekstra taking quick notice on Ewell, who didn't really take that big of a lead to start with, but Hoekstra just wanted him to make sure he knows he's there. By the way, LeFevre hitting .379. He's driven in 41 as he takes a strike to get the at-bat started. Lefty on lefty. Ewell taking about a 7-foot lead over at first. He takes a big secondary as LeFevre takes strike two. Chaplosky holding on Ewell. Ewell extending his lead a little bit out to 8 feet or so. The 0-2. Ewell leaning back towards first as LeFevre takes a ball that didn't miss by much, and it's ball one. Nice crowd here for an 8 o'clock Monday night game. The 1-2. Grounder in the 5-hole, and that's going to roll to left. Ewell advances to second. LeFevre will settle at first, and that's back-to-back singles for the Crusaders. LeFevre, that was a pitch on the inner third of the plate, and LeFevre just inside outs it between Carey and Beathard's at short and third, and finds grass in the outfield. Here's Baker. Huge gap in right center, if he can find it. Hoekstra checking back at Ewell, now throws home, and Baker takes a meaty cut for strike one. Baker not wasting much time or effort trying to get Ewell across and get home and tie this ball game up at one. Hoekstra looking back at Ewell twice, now throws home, and Baker swings and finds that right center field gap, and that might find some green, and it does. That's going to score Ewell. That's going to tie this game. Is Osborne going to wave around LeFevre? No. He's going to keep him at third. Baker's at second. Ewell scores on the double, and we are tied at one. I noticed that right center field gap from up here, and Baker must have seen it down out the plate too, because he aimed for that CRST billboard, if you're watching on the broadcast, and he aimed for that scoreboard in right center, and his trajectory was right at that, and it easily scored Ewell to tie this game. That'll move the line for Schaefer, lefty on lefty. Schaefer thought about bunting, but pulls a bat back as he knows the ball was a little bit low for ball one. Tied at one here, bottom one. Heelan with three hits already in the first. Hoekstra electing to pitch from the windup with runners at second and third. Schaefer takes a strike just under the hands to even the count. One ball, one strike. Schaefer Schaefer coming in, hitting 256 each, driven in 29. He's got five homers. Most of those five homers when he came when he got hot in late June. He takes strike two on the outside corner, about letter high. 1-2 the count. Ethan Erickson on deck, standing in the on-deck circle with the Cedar Rapids Colonels corn on the cob logo on it. The 1-2. Fastball. Called strike three on the outside corner. And Hoekstra got a much-needed second out so that his defense could play back. And they pretty much kind of were anyway. But now they can play two-out defense with Ethan Erickson coming up. Ethan Erickson on the season. He's driven in 39. He's got nine homers. He's hitting 283. His OPP is 379. He takes a fastball that's well high and outside. 1-0. Lefebvre, your base runner at second. Baker, your base runner at second. Lefebvre, your base runner at third. I beg your pardon, as Erickson swings and misses at that offering. It was an off-speed offering, 1-1 the count. Hoekstra again electing to pitch from the windup as he finds the outside corner just above the knees with that fastball for strike two. 1-1 your score. Both teams getting a run here in the first half. First inning, I should say. The 1-2. Fastball swung on a miss. And that retires the side. But Brady Baker has an RBI double that ties us up and erases that slate clean as we head to the second with the Dutch and Crusaders tied at one apiece. We'll take this 60-second timeout and be back with the second right after this. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A State Baseball Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by McClintock Insurance and Schramm Electric.
Life can be difficult at times. Reaching out for help can be uncomfortable. Be assured, there's confidential care available at Catholic Charities. We offer specialized services for trauma, free mental health assessments for children, and access to psychiatric care. Catholic Charities' holistic approach will help you and your family live a happier, healthier, more productive life. Learn more, CATHCHAR.com.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group, CPA, is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Due up for the Dutch here in the second is Hoekstra, Jablonski, and Vandaloon. As we're tied at one here, just starting off the second, Zach James with you here from Cedar Rapids. Abby DeMore is in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios. Bleeker looking for a quiet second inning, and he gets it started with a fastball right down the middle for strike one. Bleeker working quickly and throws another heater that finds the strike zone at the knees on the inside corner for strike two. Hoekstra hitting 307. He's driven in 34. I think we'll see his name on the All-State list next week. The 0-2. And a hard hit grounder. You could probably hear from up here. Beck fields it cleanly. Throw over to first is in time for the first out of the inning. Beck having to go to our left a little bit to field that, but not by a lot. He fielded it on the backhand and threw it quickly over to Ethan Erickson for the out. Huge Jablonski. And he shoots one inside his team's dugout for strike one. Jablonski hitting 186. He's driven in 10. He struck out 40 times. The 0-1. Fastball that just went a little bit low. And it crept through Raiden's legs to even the count at 1-1. The 1-1. Sweeper a little bit high, football 2. Now, I don't know what it is about this professional field, but everybody's playing way back. Schaefer is starting his pitch progression from clear out on the outfield, the lip of the outfield grass. Wahab's playing way back, too. Meanwhile, back at the plate, Bleeker throws strike 2 on the outside corner. Even all three outfielders are playing pretty normally where the Cardinals outfielders would be, too. The 2-2. Jablonski fouls that one straight back onto the concourse behind us. We'll do it again. Parking lot was mighty full when my wife and I pulled in this evening. Helped that two teams 20 minutes from 20 minutes away were playing. That swung on a miss. Erickson knows where the ball is. He'll throw over to his fellow Erickson for the out. K2-3 if you're scoring with us at home for the second out of the inning. Gotta bring up. Gotta bring up Vanderloon. I just wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly. He's a right-handed hitter, wearing number 1 on the back of his jersey. And I'm sure he'll see a fastball, and he fouls it off, and does foul it off towards the newspaper guys down the hallway for strike 1. The 0-1. Breaking ball must have been just inside for ball 1. I'm sitting in the visitor's booth, visiting radio booth here at Vet Stadium as Vanderloon swings and misses at that off-speed offering for strike 2. Got a gorgeous view of the Cedar Rapids skyline just above the batter's eye. The 1-2. Bleeker tried to go upstairs but missed his target. 2-2 the count. 2 down here, top 2. We're tied at 1. Bleeker looking for a quiet inning, the 2-2. And he gets it with that swing and miss. And that retires the side for the third out of the inning. So 3 up, 3 down for the Dutch. Due up for the Crusaders here in the second. It'll be Raiden Erickson, Carson Fitch, and Hunter Wahab. Tickets are still on sale for dinner with EWTN General Manager and host of Women of Grace, Jack and John at Williams, on Tuesday, September 17th at Country Events Celebration Center. Call Al and Arisa today at 712-224-5342 or visit SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com to purchase your tickets. Again, that number, 712-224-5342. We'd also like to thank Educatus, F&M Wealth Management and Matt Lawler, Fish and Staley Law Office, Greenville Pharmacy, Gretkin Family Eye Care, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, and Jimmy John's for your support of Crusader Athletics here on 88.1 Siouxland Catholic Radio. Thank you so much for your support throughout the athletic season for the Crusaders, and we're blessed to be at the state tournament, and we know that football pretty much a month away. So whether tonight is the final broadcast of the school year, we hope it's not, but fear not if it is. Football is not that far away. And Raiden Erickson swings at the first offering and flies it to right. Calvin making the catch. And one pitch, one out for Hoekstra. Trying to see if I can see pitch count here. Yes, I can. That was Hoekstra's 23rd pitch of the night. And through 2 innings, Bleeker's at 31 pitches. Fish takes a strike at the knees. 0-1 the count. The 0-1. Fish just gets a seam of that as the ball slowly rolls on the backstop for strike 2. 1 down here, bottom second, tied at 1 between the Dutch and the Crusaders. Lights taking full effect. Fish swings and misses for the second out of the inning. And I'll bring up Wahab. Wahab walking into that third base right-handed side. As he awaits the first pitch from Hoekstra. And he takes the ball low and inside. 1-0 the count. Wahab takes one down in the dirt. 2-0 the count. He's had an amazing season defensively, offensively. Hitting .321. An OBP of .329. Slugging of .359. He'll take a strike. He just wanted to see a strike. Nothing wrong with that. He's still ahead in the count. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoekstra deals from the windup. Fastball high and outside. 3-1 the count. Carey playing in on the grass. I'm anticipating maybe Wahab's going to lay one down, but I don't see that happening with a 3-1 count and 2 outs. The 3-1, and Wahab takes ball 4 in the outside corner. And the Crusaders might get something going here with 2 outs in the second. That'll flip the lineup back to the top. Here's Chibanos. Chibanos flew out to center his first time up. Jablonski holding on Wahab. Wahab with about an 8-foot lead over at first. Hoekstra working from the stretch. And Chibanos one hops it, and it goes into right. Wahab didn't stop at all. He's going to advance to third. He slides in safely. I mean, that was an excellent read by Wahab. And I get there was 2 outs as well. But Wahab did not stop rounding second. He was going to either make it to third or be thrown out. He was just aggressive on those base paths, and it paid off. Bleeker will come up now as Sherm and Hoekstra will have a little chat on the mound trying to figure out what they want to do. I mean, Bleeker did have the first hit so far. The Crusaders have 4 hits so far, 3 singles and a double. The only extra base hit that the Crusaders have so far tonight is that RBI double by Baker, who just happens to be in the hole. So everybody's ready now. Sherm now giving instructions via hand signals. Now that's a first and third situation. And Hoekstra gets set. And the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Crusaders dugout making a little bit of noise. As Hoekstra throws it back towards first. Just checking on Chibanos. Because Chibanos can run. But there will be 2 outs here. I don't think Osborne will send him. I think he's going to let Bleeker do his thing at the plate. The 0-1. Liner to right. That's going to roll. That's going to fly foul into the bleachers for strike two. Couple of youngsters for Heelan trying to find out where that foul ball ran off to. I think it's lodged in between the padding and the bleachers down there. Hoekstra throwing home from the stretch. Bleeker lines one back up the middle. It's knocked down. The play is second. Not in time on the tag. So Chibanos is safe. Bleeker reaches on the fielder's choice. Wahab scores on the contact. And the Crusaders take a 2-1 lead. Bethards fielded it somewhat cleanly directly behind the bag. And it was just a foot race to the bag. But Chibanos slid a little, I don't know if he slid wide of the bag or just had a hard slide to the bag, but nonetheless, it worked because he reached safely. Here's Lefevre, who singled to left. Two on, two out. Ball down in the dirt. Good stop there by Sherm. Football one. Crusaders lead 2-1 here in the second. Winner goes to state semifinals. They'll play again Wednesday night right back here. Hopefully at 5 p.m. I don't think there's rain in the forecast for Wednesday out here. Swung on a miss. And LeFevre finds himself with a one ball, one strike count. Everybody up on the top step, pretty much for both teams. Bleeku might be the only one sitting down in the dugout trying to catch his breath and be ready for the third. Yule is back out to courtesy run for his pitcher. He seemed loose this afternoon as I saw him in the elevator. Hoekstra tried to pick off Chibanos at second and a nice tag by Vanderloon. But Chibanos got back just in the nick of time. Hoekstra working from the third base side of the rubber. Looks back at second, now throws home. And LeFevre can't connect on that off-speed pitch. 1-2 the count. Two on, two out here. 1-2 the count. Pellet's outfielder's playing way in. Ball down in the dirt for ball two. I mean, Pella's outfielders are still walking in. Kettler was on a constant walk towards second base on that pitch. Again, that right center field gap is wide open. There's a huge gap down left field line, too. LeFevre opts to go down the right field line, and that's a fair ball. Osborne waves around Chibanos, but Chibanos falls right in front of his coach, so he has to retreat back to third. So it's the second hit of the night for LeFevre. Chibanos advances to third. Yule advances up to second without much trouble. And now the bases are loaded for Baker. I'll say it again. If he finds that right center field gap, this could turn into a multi-run lead. Maybe more than two as Baker aggressively swings at that one and fouls it off of the backstop, and it rolls all the way to the front row with the backstop of the seats behind the backstop for strike one. Hoekstra electing to work from the windup as Baker swings at that one too. And gets it off the skinny part of his bat, and it rolls towards the Heelan dugout for strike two. Owen to the count here, two down. Swung on a miss. Baker really wanted to make contact on that one, but it just didn't work out in his favor, and he strikes out two in the inning. But the Crusaders do take the lead on a few hits for the Crusaders. On three hits, they do lead three, but they do lead by one through two. Heelan leads 2-1 after two. We'll come back with the third right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 Iowa High School Baseball Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports. You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Top of the third here from Cedar Rapids. Zach James with you here from the City of Five Seasons. Abby DeMar is back in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios. Jaron Bleeker throws strike two to Landon Bethard to start off this third. 1-2 the count here. Heelan leading 2-1. 1-2, breaking ball just missed on the inside corner. 2-2 the count. Honestly, not sure where that pitch missed. It looked good to me. The 2-2. Swung on. Foul tipped. Raiden catches it. And that's a strikeout to get the third inning started. So that at bat started ball, strike, strike, ball, strike. If you're keeping track of pitches, if you are, you're a diehard scorekeeper and I respect you. Here's Carlson to flip the order back up to the top. Swung on, high pop-up, back over my head for strike one. I heard it hit the roof, and I'm sure it caromed back out of the stadium back behind us towards the parking lot and the reserved parking spaces. The 0-1, breaking ball, that sweeper, that tails well outside, and Carlson had no idea what to do with that for strike two. Carlson getting back in as he swung basically out of his shoes on that one. The 0-2. Fastball line drive to right. One hopper to Fitch. And that is a well-respected hit as Carlson saw, well, I think it's a fastball, and just took it the opposite way. Didn't do too much with it. Just made sure it landed in front of Fitch, which it did for the first hit of the inning for the Dutch in the second of the night. That'll bring up Sherm, who will need a courtesy runner if he gets on. Bleeker looking for a double play ball here. And Sherm lines one to right, basically the exact same spot. Fitch gets that in on a hop. Quickly gets it into Schaefer on the cutoff, but doesn't matter. Now we will have a courtesy runner. Owen Kettler, a freshman, doing the courtesy running duties for sure. So back-to-back pitches, and Carson Fitch has been busy the last few seconds. So runners on first and second here, one out, top third. Heelan leading 2-1. Bleeker throws a sweeper on the outside corner, but the home plate umpire says no, that was a little bit outside for ball one. Erickson not covering Kettler, and both middle infielders, Beck and Schaefer, are giving attention to Carlson. Bleeker looks back through, now throws home, and throws a fastball on the outer third of the plate for strike one. Waha playing even with the bag, all three outfielders playing normal depth. Baker basically playing straight up. And a pickoff attempt for Beck. And they get Carlson at second. So I don't know if Beck and Bleeker had a signal going on or what, but they both were ready to go on that play. And a perfect pickoff throw from Bleeker. And Beck placed the tag where he needed to for the second out. Bleeker pitches home this time, throws a sweeper low and away for ball two. So now just the runner on first, and Erickson will move to cover Kettler now that he's the only base runner on. Fastball swung on. Two hopper to Beck, and it's a hard hop. He throws over to first in the dirt. Erickson scoops it out for the out. So a really nice defensive inning for the Crusaders, as they hold the Dutch scoreless in the third, even though they do get two hits. Bleeker picks off a base runner at second, and he gets a strikeout as well. And Carter Beck makes a nice play on a tough hop ball to get the Dutch out of that inning. Calling all men, you were invited to the 2024 State Knights of Columbus golf event at Whispering Creek Golf Course this Saturday in Sioux City. Lunch will be served at 11:30, and then a shotgun start at noon. It's $100 per person, and it includes 18 holes of golf and lunch. Make sure to reserve your spot. The tournament does begin on Saturday. The tournament is open to all men of the parish. You do not need to be a member of the Knights of Columbus to golf. Call 712-253-8728 to learn more. We'd also like to thank Lawler Fixtures, Modern Day Parish, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Mollett Industrial Group, New Crib Inspection, People's Bank Sioux City, Physical Therapy Specialists, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, Sacred Heart Parish here in Sioux City, Shram Electric, and Service Master of Siouxland for your support of Crusader Sports here on 88.1 FM. I'm Zach James. Abby DeMars is in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios. My partner, Tony Michaels, is on assignment, which he was here, but he had other obligations, which I completely respect him holding on. Schaefer takes strike one on the outside corner to start off this third. Crusaders lead 2-1 here, bottom three. Schaefer swings and fouls one off. This might find the concourse on the right. No, it'll find the seats where some Pella parents are sitting for strike two. I thought that had enough air to reach the picnic area here at the home of the City Rapids Colonels, but it found the very back end of the seat. So the seating, it's just one. It's not broken up into two like at Lewis and Clark Park, where the red seats are the box seats and then the blue seats are the general admission seats. It's just about 10 rows of seating, and then it's the concourse. The 1-2, Schaefer can't resist that high fastball and swings and misses at that one for the first out of the inning. That's Hoekstra's fifth strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Ethan Erickson. He struck out in the first inning. Hoekstra working from the windup. See where he's at pitch-wise. I don't know if it's updated per half inning or it's live. It says he's at 46 pitches, according to live stats handled by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. The 1-0 turns into a 1-1 as Erickson takes a strike at the knees on the off-speed pitch. The 1-1. Fastball high and outside for ball two. Carey playing a little even with the bag. Everybody else is playing pretty much straight up. Kettler may be shading to our left and center a little bit. Hoekstra goes back to the off-speed pitch, and Erickson swings and misses, and now he's going to call time, Erickson does, to try and recompose himself so he can focus in on this 2-2 with one down in the third. And there's a high fly ball right center field. Kettler calling off Kalman. He'll make the catch in right center for the second out. If you're wondering what the wind's doing here, it's not really doing much of anything. The flag out in center just to the left of the Colonel scoreboard, it's blowing a little, but not very heavily. I'd say 5 miles an hour at most. Beautiful night here in Cedar Rapids as Raiden fouls one straight off his foot. And he'll have to walk that off. He's been given an extra second or two by the home plate umpire. Now Raiden says, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm a catcher. I'm tough. The 0-1. Fastball outside, belt high. 1-1 the count. The 1-1. Swung on line drive left field. That's going to be a fair ball, and that's going to go straight to the corner of the diamond. That Raiden's going to get into second easily with a two-out double. I mean, that went right into the corner by the 315 mark. And Erickson's going to need a courtesy runner as well, and I believe Austin Larson will take that responsibility on this evening, and he indeed will, with wearing number 25 on the back of his jersey, and he'll situate himself up at second. So runner on second here, two down, bottom three, Heelan leading 2-1. Winner awaits the winner of Waller and Central DeWitt, who will play at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. The first pitch to Fish, it's called a strike at the letters. 0-1 the count. Fish last time up, struck out. Fish using a small light bat. He's had a couple big hits this summer, and he takes ball one to even the count. Larson not really taking a big primary lead. Maybe 7 feet at most. But if Fitch finds the outfield, I think Osborne's going to wave Larson home. And the pitch, and Fitch thinks it was outside, and the home plate umpire agrees, football two. Both middle infielders, Vanderloon and Beathard, taking an extra look at Larson, making sure he doesn't get too far off the bag of the pitch. Loman inside, ball three. Wahab on deck, he walked to lead off the rally in the second. He also scored. Hoekstra looking back at Larson, now comes home, and Fitch takes ball four on the inside corner. And he'll reach base for the first time tonight. All but two Crusaders have reached base so far tonight. That was kind of a case last week, too, against the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Coach DeBlaski coming out to talk to Hoekstra now. Sherm's going to join him. None of the other infielders are interested in this meeting. Osborne comes down the third baseline to talk to Wahab. Coach Ben Taylor over at first base having a brief conversation with Fitch. There's two on, two down here. Heelan leads 2-1, both teams scoring in the first. And then three hits last inning allowed Wahab to score. And that's how we're at a 2-1 situation here. We appreciate you staying up with us here on this Monday night. Monday Night Baseball here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. We know it's late. We wish we would have started earlier, but that just makes the experience a little bit more fun. And Wahab takes a strike to get his at-bat started. The 0-1. Low and inside. Oh, that is called a strike. I thought it was going to be called a ball on the low and inside corner. 0-2 the count. And Wahab just stays alive on that one as he shoots it towards the bleachers, and a young Heelan fan made a tremendous catch in the bleachers. He's about two-thirds of the way up, and I can't recognize who it is from way back here, but he made a wonderful catch. Swung on a miss for strike three, and that retires a side. So the Crusaders tried to get something going here, but the Dutch shut them out. And we're 3-3. Heelan 2, Pello 1. We're 3-3. We'll bring you the fourth right after this. You're listening to the 2024 Iowa Class 3A State Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric and McClintock Insurance.
At Sterling, our vision extends beyond the realms of traditional technology. Sterling embodies innovation coupled with empathy. We're not just developing technology, we're weaving a connected future. Our mission is to build partnerships that transcend industry boundaries, driving process and discovery. Join us on a journey of collaboration, innovation, and transformation, where Sterling is more than just a technological provider. Sterling, your transformational partner.
We make it happen.
That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned, and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
It'll be Terry Talman and Hoekstra due up for the Dutch here in the fourth, facing off against Jaron Bleeker. And it's Bleeker is 44 pitches in his three-inning outing. He's faced 12 batters. He's had three groundouts, struck out four, and that run he allowed was unearned. And he starts the inning off with a sweeper on the inside corner for ball one. The 1-0 swung on, fouled off. It catches the light fixture here. And it goes into the stands. The lights are, the backstop lights are configured with the awning on the backstop. But the Cardinals got new LED lights since the last time I was here. Bleeker finds the outside corner with a fastball. 1-2 the count. And the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Bleeker went with the off-speed, and he gets right on carry. And that's the first out of the fourth. That'll bring up Cowman, who struck out looking in his first plate appearance in the first. And now Raiden's going to go talk to Bleeker. Not quite sure about what. And like what Coach Osborne was talking about with us media last week, it kind of is good to you to save a media mound visit. So if Coach Osborne tells your agent to go out there, I want to tell him something, it can be kind of using as the game of telephone, as you might say, as that pitch is well high for ball one. Bleeker going with the off-speed and finds the center of the plate for strike one. 1-1 the count. Everybody playing pretty much straight up. The 1-1. Grounder in the hole. Schaefer fields it cleanly. Hops, throws. It's a wonderful throw. And it's a wonderful attempt. Now the thrown ball, Erickson couldn't quite get it. And it unfortunately rolled into the dugout. So Cowman will get second base on the throw. We'll see what the official score decides to do with that. I would say hit in an error. But we'll see what the official score says on that. It was a wonderful effort from Schaefer. And Cowman was going to beat the throw regardless. But it was Derek Jeter-esque on how Schaefer tried to make that play. Runner in second, one out here in the fourth. And fastball swung on, fouled off, back towards the backstop to Hoekstra, who grounded out to Beck back in the second. Still haven't gotten an official decision. No, it is an error. See it on the scoreboard now. So an E6, second one of the night for Erickson. And they may have a pickoff play here again, and they do get him. Schaefer read that absolutely perfectly. He ran in. He saw that Cowman had a big lead, and he had about a 9-foot lead. And Schaefer just snuck in and must have had a keyword to Bleeker or something, but Bleeker turned right around and threw it right where Schaefer was going to be. And Schaefer put down the tag perfectly. The 0-1 high and outside, 1-1 the count. So everyone gets to play straight up here with two outs. And Bleeker gets to go back in the windup. Hoekstra calling time. So So two big defensive plays on the bases. Saves the Crusaders. The 1-1. Sweeper in there for a strike at the belt. 1-2 the count. Plico looking to get out of the inning. Swung on, fouled off back next door towards me. And it goes off of the window where you can enter in the umpire's entrance. And Fritz Wright's looking for the ball. And I think it rolled all the way down the tunnel toward the clubhouses. And that ball is softly hit right back up the middle. Schaefer dives for it but can't get there. Baker feels it on a roll. And Hoekstra is on with his first hit of the night. And it'll be number 19, Landon Plyma, doing the courtesy runner running for Hoekstra this evening. That'll bring up Jablonski. He struck out in the second. Erickson is holding on Plyma on, as Plyma already has a 9-foot lead. Bleeker might want to give that a look, and he does. Throw over to first is in time for the out. Another base running miscue by Pella, and the Crusaders take advantage of it, and the side is retired. So the Dutch get out twice on the bases, and the Crusaders defense is focused and locked in tonight. My goodness. Two good defensive plays at half inning for your Bishop Heelan Crusaders. We head to the home half of the fourth with the Crusaders leading 2-1. We'd also like to thank our friends at ServiceMaster Siouxland, Sioux Body Shop, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sneaky's Chicken, Staber Meats, Sterling Computers, Sunnybrook Dental, Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Tri-State Dental Care, Tri-State Nursing, Vance Thompson Vision, SC Prof LLC, Wood Electric Company, Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, and Rui Family Chiropractic. Thank you all for your support, and a special thank you to Schramm Electric and McClintock Insurance for your assistance for helping us broadcast this state tournament game and covering all these state tournament fees to be on the air tonight and hopefully Wednesday night and hopefully Friday night here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Due up for the Crusaders in the fourth. We'll flip it back up to a lineup for the third time. It'll be Chobanos, Bleeker, and Lefevre. Jablonski still on the mound. We'll see what Bleeker's pitch count is. It's at 56. Pretty good number there for the Heelan ace through four innings. And the first inning of the bottom of the fourth is called a strike at the letters on the outside corner. Only one the count. Chobano singled his last time up in the second. And Chobano takes a ball in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Pella's infield. Carey's playing in at the baseline. And Chobano fouls that off of his elbow for strike two. Everybody else is playing straight up for the most part. Outfielders are playing straight up. Both middle infielders are basically in the grass as they start their primary move as Chobanos fouls it off. And lands one in the sweets on our side. Stays alive, one ball, two strikes. The 1-2. Outside, good eye, 2-2 the count. Crusaders leading 2-1 here, bottom of the fourth. They hold on to this lead. They play Wednesday night. The pitch swung on, and that's going to find the bleachers. And a few Crusader kids go chase after it. Vandalin and Jablonski had a chase on it, but from up here I could easily tell it was going to find the bleachers. A 2-2. Chobanos, good eye again as he takes a fastball just off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch swung on right back up the middle. It goes off of Hoekstra's glove. Fielding it cleanly is Bethard. So we're unique 1-6-3 to start off the inning for the first out. on a bring up Bleeker. He's reached both times he's stepped up to the plate. He singled in the first and reached on a fielder's choice. As Bethard tried, no, sorry, it's Vanderloon trying to beat Chabanos to the bag back in the second. Bleeker's on with no one on here, and he pops one up. Shallow right. Kalman waving everybody off. He'll make the catch about 20 feet behind the lip of the grass for the second out. Now to bring up LeFevre, he's 2-for-2. Lefty on lefty. Pellet sticking with Hoekstra. No activity in the Pellet bullpen yet. The pitch. Breaking ball right down the middle for strike one. And the pitch is just a ball called outside. The check swing. And they did say LeFevre swung on that offering. And instead of being 1-1, it's 0-2. And there's a batted ball down the left field line. That might land it fair. No, it's just going to be foul by about 4 feet. And there's a four-man umpiring crew, so the third base umpire had a clear eye on that one and called it correctly for a foul. That foul ball goes to Coach Osborne, and he'll flip it inside the Pella dugout. And they'll see if that ball can be recycled for reuse later on. The 0-2 to LeFevre. Fastball swung on, and he inside outs that one, too. And that one does find the concourse, the picnic area here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And he'll stay alive here. 0-2 the count. The 0-2 swung on, and he gets it off the narrow part of the bat. Softly rolls to Hoekstra. Throw over to first is in time for the out. Three up, three down for the Crusaders. We're through four. Bishop Heelan 2, Pella 1. We'll be back with the fifth right after this. You're listening to the 2024 Iowa High School Baseball State Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Falk Brothers. Being in business for so long has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Just crossing the bottom of the hour on this Monday night. Zach James with you from Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Abby DeMore is back in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios. And Tony Michaels is on assignment. Due up for the Dutch in the fifth, it'll be Jablonski, Vanderloon, and Bethard. Jablonski struck out, and he'll come back up because a runner got picked off when he was up last time out. And Bleeker shows him a strike on the outside, on the inside corner, I beg your pardon, for strike one. Bleeker working from the windup, working from the third base side of the rubber tonight, throws a sweeper that finds the upper part of the strike zone for strike two. Neo 2. Swung on and missed as Bleeker went back to the sweeper. And Bleeker walks off the mound with a little bit of swag on that one after throwing that pitch. And that's the first out of the inning. Here's Vanderloon, who also fell victim to a Bleeker strikeout back in the second. And the pitch, a sweep. Bleeker goes back to his sweeper, but it just tails a little too far outside on that one for ball one. Everybody playing back here for this 1-0, and the home plate umpire agreed that that sweeper caught enough of the strike zone on its way through for strike one. The 1-1 fouled off. Goes off the front facade. Someone made a pretty decent catch. I think it was Ben Ewell making that catch. Flips it to a young Crusader. The 1-2 swung on, and Vanderloon just getting a piece of that off-speed pitch. I think that was a changeup, and the count stays at 1-2. Righty on righty here. 1-2 the count here. One down, top five. Heelan leading 2-1. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Erickson has to throw down to the other Erickson to complete the strikeout, and he does for the second out of the inning. Should write 2-3 on that one. There we go. And nice job there by Raiden to block that ball and make sure it stays in front of him and just simply throw down to first, give him a throwing lane so that he can see Ethan, and Ethan can make that catch, and he did. Here's Beathers. And the first pitch is a fastball. I think Bleeker just reared back and threw a little bit too hard because it was very high for ball one. The 1-0. That fastball just missed the inside corner just below the hands. Called a ball for ball two. Carlson on deck. The pitch swung on and missed. As Bleeker opted to go off speed there. 2-1 the count. The 2-1. Fat sweeper that catches the inside part of the plate. Nice use of that pitch there by Bleeker. And Bethel now has to protect that inside corner, but I think Bleeker might sweep this one on the outside corner, and he does. And the Pellet shortstop just gets a piece of it. I'll give him credit for that. The count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Fastball swung on, and Beathard gets a piece of that one, and the ball got a piece of him, and we'll do it again. And maybe that's what Pella is doing right now, not necessarily on purpose, but just fouling off pitches, spoiling pitches, so that Bleeker's strike count can go up, but Beathard swing and miss on that one. So Bleeker, and I haven't had to say this very many times this year, but I'm happy to this time. He strikes out the side. And we're through 4.5 with Crusaders keeping that 2-1 lead. The Pitcher Peeling Hall of Pride ceremony is September 21st at the Sioux City Convention Center. Tickets will be on sale soon. The five who will be inducted are Michael Emmon, class of 1970, Chad Hying, class of 95, Andy Kruger, class of 95, Brandon Kruger, class of 2009, and Jordan Sitzman, class of 2010. And we're editing the Hall of Pride program right now. Co-athletic director Jay Wright has the bios written for for the program for the Hall of Pride. So it's coming sooner rather than later. We'll have tickets up online at bishophelan.org sooner rather than later. So keep checking out the website, especially the athletics tab, and we'll point you to the right direction where you can find those tickets. By the way, the Gold Club golf outing. We're going to send out mailers about the Gold Club this week. Our advancement team is, anyway. So you should look out for those in the mail. The Gold Club golf outing tickets are on sale right now on the Heelan website. Go to bishophelan.org. Either go to the athletics tab or the giving tab. They're both there. And there you'll find a form to fill out for a foursome. $600 for a foursome. $150 for an individual. $75 for a Heelan employee, Heelan full-time employee, and mulligans and pickup putts can also be purchased there too. Or if you can't make it out to the golf outing at the Sioux City Country Club on August 9th, there's also a general donation form that you can fill out too if you're so inclined to donate to the Gold Club. And state tournament travel is a big part of what the Gold Club does. The first pitch to Baker is a line drive that carry. He literally just stuck up his glove hand, his left hand, and he caught it for the first out. Tough break there by Baker. And his teammates realize that too, as everyone's giving him a fist bump, as that was a hard hit ball. And if Carey had not lifted up his arm on that one, that one might have sailed towards the left field corner. Here's Schaefer. As Carey comes way in, he's in even with the mound. As Schaefer takes a ball, takes a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Looked like a ball to me. The 0-1 swung on. And Schaefer lines one down the first baseline. Jablonski fields that cleanly. He'll step on the bag for the second out of the inning. So two quick outs here by the Dutch. But if I'm Bleeker, I don't completely mind that. Stay hot, stay loose. It's not that hot of a night out. I think the scoreboard says it's 76 outside, I think. So not a cool night by any means, but not a hot night. Not a hot, muggy night as Ethan Erickson swings and misses at that off-speed pitch. 0-1 the count. I'm sure the Ragby Riders are liking this type of weather if they're getting that on the southwest corner of the state. The 0-1. Ethan thought about swinging at it, but held the back bat as that ball went just a little bit under the strike zone. 1-1 the count. Two downhill, bottom five, the pitch. Erickson swings and misses out that outside pitch. I think that would have been a strike anyway. 1-2 the count. Still a big gap in right center. It's hard for three high school outfielders to cover a big professional outfield like this. Erickson swings and misses at that breaking ball for strike three. And that is a quick 1-2-3 inning for Bishop Heelan. We're through five. Bishop Heelan 2, Pella 1. We'll come back with a 6 right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 Iowa High School State Baseball Tournament on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996, and market president at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Zach James with you here from Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. As the Crusaders lead 2-1 here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'd like to congratulate Remsen St. Mary's on their Class 1A state tournament victory today, beating North Lynn 10-6 in Carroll. They'll play on Wednesday at Merchants Park. Back here in Cedar Rapids, the first pitch of the sixth from Bleeker is a sweeper on the outside corner for strike one, as it'll be Carlson, Sherm, and Kettler due up for Pella. The 0-1. Breaking ball, and I think Graydon got crossed up on that because he didn't catch that cleanly. 1-1 the count. The 1-1. Fastball swung on. High fly ball left field. Shibano's having to go way back to go field that. He's got a beat on it. He'll make the catch over the shoulder. About two steps in front of the warning track. The Heelan crowd giving Shibano's a well-deserved ovation on that one. And that's the first out of the inning. I mean, Shibano's is fast, and he covered a lot of ground there. I'm not sure that would have left the park at Sisters of St. Francis Field. That was a well-hit ball. Here's Sherm. Bleeker throws a heater on the outside corner. I wish I could see the pitch gun on the scoreboard. I don't know if they have it on or not. And that's a hard chopper to Schaefer. He'll field it cleanly. He will be he'll throw Sherm out. What I was trying to say, it was a hard hit chopper, and he fielded it cleanly with his glove. He double clutched it just barely, but composed himself in time to make the throw and beat Sherm by a half a step. Really nice play there by Schaefer. As he fielded that between the mound and the second base bag. Here's Kettler. And Kettler had to get out of the way of that one. 1-0 the count. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Just missed on the inside corner. 2-0 the count. We're in the sixth. Heelan leading 2-1. All three runs in this game scored in the first two innings. The pitch. And that's foul tipped back towards the on-deck circle. He tried to feel that on the hop, but couldn't quite get there. 2-1 the count here, 2 down. And Kelly calling time at the very last second. Blinker was in the middle of his windup. The home plate umpire granted the center fielder some time. Fastball just a little bit outside for ball 3. Bleeker nearing 80 pitches as he finds a breaking ball right down the middle. And the count goes full. Ethan Harrison coming in an extra step or two. Fastball. Caught a ball on the outside corner. And that's the first base runner that the Dutch have earned since the fourth. We're in the sixth. And that'll bring up carry. Now we'll see if Pellet's a little more conservative with this base running, considering its base running miscues so far tonight. Now Carey's going back into the dugout. I don't know if he picked the wrong bat or what. And the home plate umpire is saying, hey, what's he doing? And Coach Jablonski is walking down and trying to defend his hitter. And everybody is kind of standing around. It's quiet. It's very, very quiet here tonight. And Carey now finds his right bat that he wants to use. I think someone just used it out of turn, and Carey wanted to use it, and he's like, hey, I want to use this bat. Like I said, let's see if Kettler is a little more conservative on the bases. He's only got a 6-foot lead. Erickson is holding him on, and there's a fastball called a strike on the outside corner. Oh, and won the count. Carey on the night has reached on an error in the first and struck out in the fourth. And there's a fastball swung on back towards us. 0-2 the count. Carey's stepping back into the box now. Umpire says play. Keller with still about a 6-foot lead over first. And then Blinker throws a sweeper and throws a pump fist in the air. As he's fired up, he's through six. And he's 3 outs away from helping his team move to the state semifinals. We're through 5.5. Heelan leading 2-1. Listen, anywhere and everywhere on our 88.1 FM, online at SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com, and click on Listen Live on the Sioux Lane Catholic Radio and TuneIn apps. And you can also tell Alexa to find KFHC. These options are made possible by your support of our pledge drives. Thank you all so much for staying up late with us on this Monday night. I know it's not easy to stay up near 10 o'clock, I know you all love your Crusaders, and you'll stay up and listen to them here, and we all appreciate you tuning in to us here on this Monday night. Should the Crusaders hold on for these final 6 outs, I'm counting the bottom of 6-2. Should the Crusaders hold on for the win, we'll be right back here Wednesday night as the Crusaders will face the winner of Dubuque Wallert and Central DeWitt in the state semifinals. They will play in the 1-8 matchup tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here at Veterans Memorial Stadium before the 4-4A quarterfinals are being held. Well, good luck to Dowling Catholic and in their run at the Class 4A tournament. First pitch of the bottom of the sticks is via Raiden Erickson, and he will foul that one off the backstop for strike one. Raiden on the night has a double. He also flew out back in the second. The pitch from Pella is low and outside, 1-1 the count. Hoekstra deals and finds a strike zone on the inside corner. I think Erickson knew it too. For strike two, Fitch on deck. Raiden takes strike three. He thought that one was inside. And that's the first out of the sixth. Now Fitch will come up. He struck out in the second and walked in the third. And Coach Dobrowski is going to come out. I'm going to check Hoekstra's pitch count. I think it's at 92. And, yep, everyone's giving him hugs on the mound. Coach Dobrowski is taking the ball from Hoekstra. And Hoekstra will run out to the outfield as we will have a pitching change here with one out here in the sixth. We'll figure out who's the pitcher and let him warm up for a second. And we'll step aside for the 60-second timeout. Heelan leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to the Class 3A State Baseball Tournament here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Did you know the San Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in rural Nebraska founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, San Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. My name is Father Mark Barron. I invite you to come to our 11 a.m. Sunday morning mass to visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org.
We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Zach James with you here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Heelan leading 2-1 over Pella in this Class 3A state quarterfinal baseball game. And if the Crusaders win, they'll be in the state semifinals coming up here on Wednesday night. New pitcher for the Dutch is Hayes Lautenbach. And he is a freshman, pretty impressive for a freshman to appear in a state tournament game. He's 2-0 on the season. He's making his 10th appearance, all in relief. He's got a 2.27 ERA, and he struck out 19. He's walked 6, and he's part of that Pella squad who has a collective team ERA of 2.47. He is going to pitch from the windup. He is a righty, so the Crusaders have their first, will face their first righty of this state tournament. Two runs, seven hits, two errors for the Crusaders. One run, five hit, no errors for the Dutch. Crusaders making their 20th state tournament appearance in program history. One down here in the sixth. And the first pitch from Lautenbach, and Fitch thought about bunting, but it's a strike anyway, making the count 0-1. Fitch walked earlier in the third. And the 0-1. Grounder to Bethard. He feels a cleanly throw across the diamond is in time, and that's the second out. So Hoekstra goes over to center. That's essentially the two main defensive changes for the Dutch. Hoekstra runs out to center. Lautenbach now pitching. It'll be Tanner Rowley at left, Hoekstra in center, and Kalman in left. Left to right. for the Dutch in the infield. Carey, Bethards, Vandeloon, and Jablonski. Sherm still behind the plate as Wahop takes a ball just a little bit inside. 1-0 the count. Wahop walked in the second. He later scored because of it and struck out in the third. The pitch swung on, ground ball down the left field line. Just tails a little bit foul at the last second. And that's strike one. One and one the count here. Two down, bottom six. That ball a little bit low for ball two. Just getting ready to cross the top of the hour here. We'll owe you a station ID at the end of this half inning. Well, if Healing gets in a rally, we'll have to pause for a quick second. That works too. The 2-1 Wahop takes a swing he'd like to have back on that breaking ball. 2-2 the count. The 2-2. Swung on, slow roller, and this one might be a hit. Fielded cleanly by Carey. Throw across the diamonds, not in time. And Wahab used his speed on that one to get an infield hit. It wasn't exactly a swinging bunt. I wouldn't characterize it at that at all. It was just, he just got a lucky seam on that one. And the ball rolled kind of in a triangle where Carey, Bethard, and Lombach really couldn't field it. And Wahab reached safely. Coach Jablonski is going to come out, and we'll have another pitching change here. And we'll have Kettler come in to pitch for this one. I think it's just a straight-up substitution, I think. Lautenbach facing two hitters. He does get one out on that one. Make sure I make that change mark in my scorecard. And Chibanos will be facing Kettler. And I think it's a straight-up switch, I believe. And we'll let Kettler do his warm-up tosses. So in case we don't get to him again before we sign off tonight, actually, let's do this, Abby DeMar. So let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You can come back to me with the rejoin after the legal. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to State Baseball.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Coach Jablonski is making a couple more changes for the Dutch. We'll relay those to you if we can. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening tonight to this state tournament broadcast here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Presented by Trame Electric and McClintock Insurance. Healing leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. I imagine Bleeker's going to come back out and pitch the seventh. He's only at 85 pitches, so he does have 25 pitches to use in the seventh inning. So we'll see if he can do it in that amount of time, amount of pitches, and time for that matter, too. And help the Crusaders go to the state semifinals on Wednesday night against the winner of Dubuque Wallet Catholic and Central DeWitt. I cover Central DeWitt my time in Clinton, which is about an hour 20 farther east from here, just along the Mississippi River. Beautiful night here in Cedar Rapids. I'm looking back towards the night skyline, and it is beautiful. I need to come back and see a Cardinals game here. Runner at first here in the second. And that pitch is low and outside, 1-0. Wahop took a huge secondary lead on that pitch. I mean, he was at least 15 feet off the bag after that secondary lead. Kettler looking back at him. Wahop again. Now he's going to go, and it's a hit and run opportunity, but Chibanos fouls one off the very, very top, and it rolls to the front row again. And I think it might have hit Mitch McCumber of Siouxland Sports Insider. And he gets the foul ball, and he finds a healing parent with that foul ball. No, that he hit Irvin Doman of KTIV. Jason, he's fine. The 1-1. And Wahab goes again, and that pitch is well inside. No, that hit Chabanos. So the first hit batsman for the Crusaders, and it's the leadoff guy, Chabanos. And I'm sure he's perfectly fine with that. And Bleeker will come up with the runner in scoring position. But Pellet's defense isn't really adjusting. Seen on the live stats that they made any other defensive changes, and they didn't. Rolly Hoekstra and Kalman still the defensive outfielders for the Dutch. Infield stays the same. And the pitch from Kettler is a sweeper on the outside corner. Not as much break as Bleeker has, but Bleeker takes it for a strike. 0-1 the count. This crowd's the top of the hour here. Stay up with us a little bit more, Crusader fans. And celebrate with us. The 0-1. Breaking ball. That almost hit Bleeker. But he gets out of the way to even the count. 1-1 the count. Still a great crowd. A great turnout of Heeland supporters coming two-thirds of the way across the state. Just goes to show you Heeland will travel anywhere to support the Crusaders. The Cedar Rapids, Iowa, all the way to Italy. The 1-1. Swung on, fouled off. That caught a piece of Sherm. 1-2 the count. In Atlanta for the Peach Bowl, too. The third boys' state tournament that the Crusaders have been in this year. Football, soccer, and baseball. And you can't forget about track either. Track having a heck of a year, having many state qualifiers. The 1-2. Bleeker wanted to swing at it, but took it at the very last second. And it was a wise decision as it was called a ball. 2-2 the count. The 2-2. That's Chabanos. He's not being held on, but he was 20 feet down the baseline when Bleeker fouled that one off. And Wahab's giving the middle infielders a little bit of stress, too. Wahab's already 11 feet off the bag. Kettler throws home, and Bleeker lines one to right. They might wave home Wahab. Wahab is being waved around to throw home. It's not going to be in time. Wahab slides home safely, and it is 3-1 Crusaders. And Wahab is being greeted at the dugout with high fives and hugs as he busted his rear end around third and never stopped and scored on the batted ball by Bleeker. RBI single by Bleeker. Yule's coming in to run for him. Chabanos moves to third. And it's 3-1 Crusaders. Huge insurance run there for the Crusaders. The throw from Kalman wasn't that bad. And once he was raring to throw, he was basically in the infield. But Wahab has incredible speed state track qualifier. And he showed it there. The favor swings and fouls one. I'm sure I'm going to hear it off the roof, and I do, for strike one. And there are some college coaches in attendance. I saw Simpson, Wartburg, Iowa Central. So Wahab's showing to the college coaches what he can do. He can play baseball the next level too, in my opinion. It's LeFevre, who can also will probably play baseball the next level if he wanted to too. Takes a ball outside, 1-1 the count. Yule taking a decent lead over at first, maybe an 8-foot lead. He'll dive back with his tall frame and make it safely. Chabanos is over at third. He's kind of being covered by Carey. Carey is standing really, really closely to Chabanos. If LeFevre can find one in the 5-hole, it's a 4-1 game. And he fouls one off and it goes into the sweet level. About 20 feet to my left, and a young Appella girl retrieves that foul ball. Yule with a decent lead over first. Shibano's is within 5 feet of the third base bag. Yule goes. There's a fly ball to center. Hoekstra gets a good read on it. He'll make the catch. He leaps and makes the catch. Don't know if he really needed to, but he leaps and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. We're through six as Heelan gets an insurance run there. One run, two hits, nowhere. Two left on. We're through six. Heelan 3, Pella 1. Let's see if the Crusaders can close this one out after the 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 State Baseball Tournament on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Tram Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Due up for the Dutch in the seventh, Kalman, Hoekstra, and Jablonski, and it is Bleeker back out on the mound to close its late night out here in Cedar Rapids. Keelan leading 3-1 in the seventh. Three more outs, and they're a state semifinalist. The pitch. Swung on, a slow roller to Wahab. He fields it cleanly. Throw across the diamond as a dart, and he'll get Kalman out for the first out of the inning. Wahab was fielded, was situated about 10 feet behind the bag and off to his right, and just let the ball come to him, and he threw a dart across the diamond to Ethan Erickson for the first out. Here's Hoekstra. And Hoekstra takes a ball outside, 1-0. He singled last time up in the fourth. And the 1-0 swung on a miss, 1-1 the count. Everybody playing pretty much straight up. Baker's playing as straight up in center as he has all summer, as Bleeker throws a sweeper that catches the inside corner at the knees, 1-2 the count. Bleeker looking for a strikeout here, and he gets one. And the Crusaders are one out away from advancing to the state semifinals. We'll have a quick post game, and then we'll let everybody go to bed. I think these baseball players are going to go to bed right away. I think they'll celebrate for a little bit, go to the hotel and celebrate, and then trying to sleep, but how can you sleep in a situation like this? Jablonski gets hit with the pitch, and he's on for the first time tonight. Five hits for the Dutch. Crusaders with nine as they lead 3-1. Bleeker looking to get Vandaloon out, and he throws a fastball inside, 1-0 the count. Two out, two, top seven. Crusaders leading 3-1. The favor is running out to the bullpen to warm up in case if Bleeker needs it. Bleeker throws a fastball inside, 2-0 the count. So the favor being the first guy that may see some relief pitching. But hopefully Bleeker can throw a complete game here. 2-0 the count. Breaking ball in there right down the middle, 2-1 the count. Erickson is holding Jablonski on, but Jablonski has maybe a five-foot lead over at first. The Vanderloon trying to slow Bleeker down a little bit, calling time. Yeah, Jablonski maybe with a 5-foot lead. Bleeker does not need to throw over there if he's thinking about it. The 2-1 swung on, and now the Dutch are down to their final strike. The Crusaders jump on their feet, cheering on the Crusaders one strike away. Bleeker working from the stretch, the pitch, fastball down in the dirt, and the count goes full 3-2. Crusaders stay on their feet. They're probably a little bit sleepy, probably a little bit amped. The pitch, fastball, caught a ball high for ball four, and now the Dutch do have a runner in scoring position with two outs, and they keep the line moving for Bethard. So Coach Osborne's going to come out. I don't think this is a pitching change because Lefebvre just got started getting loose. So I think this is a, hey, hunker down here. Let's calm you down for a second. Reset and just throw strikes. I mean, you've struck out Bethard twice via the strikeout. Just throw strikes. That's all you need to do. And it's, I mean, yeah, the two base runners do matter. Jablonski, I guess, doesn't. I mean, it's a 3-1 game. Vanderloon matters more than Jablonski, but still, the focus needs to be on the hitter here. We might have a pinch runner. As Coach Jablonski comes out, yeah, Owen Kettler's going to come back in now. He's going to re-enter as a pinch runner. So, Owen Keller came in as a courtesy runner, so he's able to re-enter, and he's using that option right now, and now he's coming in as a pinch runner, so I believe he'll have to stay in the game if this thing does go the bottom half. But Bleeker wants to end this right here. He's working from the stretch, he centered the belt, he checks on Jablonski, throws home, and Bethard fouls one off. Owen won the count. Crusaders two strikes away from being a state semifinalist after trying to get here after year after year after year. They're here, but they're not satisfied with just being here. Fastball low and outside. Owen to the count. Now the Crusaders are one strike away again, and the Crusaders get back on their feet. Bleeker awaiting the sign from Raiden. Bleeker taking an extra minute. And now Bethard is calling time as he wasn't satisfied with the timing of it. Bleeker now getting set. Looks back, now throws a fastball a little bit high. 1-2 the count. Now, I don't blame Bleeker here. Rear back and throw it. See what you can do. Both middle infielders are paying attention to the Jablonski game. That pitch is swung on, but it's going to roll foul. And the count stays at 1-2. Wahab had a good beat on it. It's just a slow roll of foul in front of the Pella dugout. Crusaders still seeking that final strike. Osborne getting the signal to Erickson. Erickson gets it to Bleeker, and Bleeker throws strike three, and that is the ball game. And the Crusaders advance to the state semifinals on Wednesday night. The Crusaders come out of the dugout. They'll do their handshake line on top of the mound, happy and eager to play again on Wednesday night against the winner of Central DeWitt and Dubuque Waller Catholic. Just a solid, solid win by the Crusaders as they close it out. 3-1 the final. 3 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors, 1 run for the Dutch on 5 hits. Bleeker was just outstanding tonight, as he always is, throwing a 7-inning complete game. He struck out 11, allowing one run. It wasn't earned on 5 hits. He used 102 pitches. He faced 22 men. He faced 27 men, I beg your pardon. He forced 1 flyout and 5 groundouts. So a solid outing for the Crusaders as they win here in the 2024 Class 3A State Baseball quarterfinal by a final score of 3-1. Let's run through our supporters one more time, Abby DeMars, and let's call it a night here as we'll reconvene with you back here on Wednesday night. We'd like to thank Action Coach at Cell Edge, Bargain Center, Barclay Asphalt, Butch Dry Cleaners, Catholic Charities, Christina Martinez, Christy Smith Funeral Homes, CNOS and Dr. Ryan Meese, Culligan, CyberCloak.Tech LLC, Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC, Educatus, F&M Wealth Management and Matt Lawler, Fibercom, Fish and State Law Office, Folk Brothers, Greenville Pharmacy, Gretkin Family Eye Care, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice at Siouxland, Jimmy John's, Keller Williams Real Estate and Agent Tammy Bertrand, Waller Fishers, Light Form, Modern Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home, Mill Shell Hammer Pits, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Mollett Industrial Group, New Crib Inspection, People's Bank in Sioux City, Physical Therapy Specialists, Prime Bank, Quinnipiac Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, Sacred Heart Parish in Sioux City, Trammy Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Security National Bank, Sioux Body Shop, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Musketeers, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sneaky's Chicken, St. Augustine Indian Mission, Staber Meats, Sterling Computers, Sunnybrook Dental, the Fire Foundation in Northwest Iowa, Tri-State Dental Care, Tri-State Nursing, Vance Thompson Vision SC Prof LLC, Verity Group CPA LLC, Ward Electric Company, Wilmot Stewart Best Hardware, Ruby Family Chiropractic, and Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance Agents. Once again, your final score, Bishop Elam winning 3-1, as it was an all-around complete team effort here for the Crusaders. Bleeker also had 2 RBI on the night. Baker also had the 3rd RBI, as Bleeker went 3-for-4 on 9 hits. And I'm trying to see if anybody else had a multi-hit game. Lefevre did. Just an all-around solid night for your Bishop Elam Crusaders. Our next broadcast will be Wednesday night, as we'll be on the air at 4:45, weather permitting. Mother Nature, hold off, please. And first pitch, 5 o'clock or around there on Wednesday night for a Class 3A state semifinal between the Crusaders and the winner of Dubuque Wallert and Central DeWitt, which will be played at 9 a.m. tomorrow right here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Final score for the final time, Bishop Elam Catholic 3, Pella 1 for Abby DeMars in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios and Siouxland Catholic Radio leadership. I'm Zach James. Good night from Cedar Rapids. We'll talk to you on Wednesday night as we have more baseball for you before the week ends. Good night from Cedar Rapids. God bless you. Have a good Tuesday. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday night. You've been listening to the 2024 Class 3A Baseball State Quarterfinals here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric and McClintock Insurance.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat.